another year has flown by, out with the holiday dresses and ties, gussied up on display, lit up and tucked away. Goblins, ghosts, carols too, cider, eggnog, homemade brew, twinkle lights, movie night, staying with you. Put me something warm in my cup, wrap around, bundle me up, thinking about old man winter. Oh, what on earth did you say? Forget about those born old ways. I'm seizing the best parts together. Turkey, ham, pumpkin pie, sweet tooth, super glue, glitter in the eyes. See it on TV, goofy gifts, thousand crap you never miss. Ring-a-ding-ding at the grocery store, elves on the shelves and holes in the drawer. Loving that old man winter. Oh, put me something warm in a cup, wrap around, bundle me up, thinking about old man winter. That reindeer only has two legs, and his beard looks a little red. Well, it's okay, it was supposed to be that way. My puppy didn't eat those cupcakes, those cookies that fell on the floor. Oops, he got you a present by mistake. Feel like a giant marshmallow, my nose stays red, and by the way, your snow is yellow. Oh, put me something warm in my cup, wrap around, bundle me up, thinking about old man winter. Oh, put me something warm in my cup, wrap around, bundle me up, thinking about old man winter. Oh, put me something warm in my cup, wrap around, bundle me up, thinking about old man winter. Yeehaw!
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 29th day of January, 2015, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Put Something Warm in My Cup by Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This evening, we will be having a returning guest interview with Mr. Kyle Young, hip-hop musician based out on the East Coast, and he will be calling in very soon. Let me go ahead and play a song he's just sent me that I have not yet played here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. And then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And the song is called Back to Life by Kyle Young.
I feel like a king when I'm in it, and I hit it, a nice fitted, my Clyde in 5 minutes, glide to side winning, thighs in my denim, rise inside in them, eye to eye drilling, bite to bite kissing, Kyle likes giving, those capital O's, that be cracking your toes, now I'm thrashing your clothes, all mad at heads froze, time stand still, fuck an average Joe, like, what you mean sex ain't about weight, I'll fly the magic carpet, ain't complaining with me, as you taking the D, I'm playing with the E, creating some steam, raising speeds, I'm making you scream, ears popping, the sweat dropping, your head bobbing, tears sobbing, I get rocking, your bread boxing, I get awkward, the best problems is wet partner, my eyes blurred, the rest time cause my chest knocking. Can do, we can do better. You take a shower, I'm making it wetter. I got the power and you got the lever. You got the knowledge while I rock the clever. Back into the life that I casted out the light. Passion ain't shit, but satisfaction isn't right. Never asking for the backspin. Laughing, we smack skin. No crabbing, Sebastian is grabbing your ass and slapping while crashing. Task is to ravage. Hitting every spot, immaculate lavish. Mapping, no atlas. I have found it. You take me high by acting surrounded, and I won't lie, you're the reason that my smile big. I love those eyes, my cerebral steady pounding. I'm gone, I'm lost, I'm familiar to surroundings. I got a down chick, and I don't wanna go.
Young with Back to Life. Hope you enjoyed that song out there. And I guess I'll go ahead and do my latest live reading of a poem that I wrote a few days ago and I published on my website, livinggrind.com, aka it's livinggrindinla.com, on Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. And it's called The Pen. This is my first time reading it live or loud or aloud, whichever. Okay, The Pen. Who needs a name? Annie waves. The pen has one every day. Today, my name is Anthony Brown. That's what the pewter says. Click OK. Tomorrow, I may be one Charlie Drown, but I'll still need those pills. Cell 280-9783. Majestic plurals have slots to fill. Screw me once, shoot me twice, front back, allocate all that damage. Kali Sion, round here, Dolly, it's all the same. Coins are cabbage. Got cock, got cunt, got to check, you are colored. My word, ain't no thing changed. A person's to paper, to wit. Which? Witness? Wait, which savior? A hole for ink dipping. No, dripping. Johnny Doe. Join in and line up. You're a number, a true nomen nescio. No slipping, it's us, just ice, filing a filly. Single defile, la défendante. Keisha or Clotilde, surname, elegante, ne pepe la pute. Pants down, hands up, stand up, bear down, man up, bitch, but don't clinch, or I'll shoot. The end. Dedicated to all the unknown unknowns and the placehold and the bots who filled them in. Pen, a short poem written by yours truly, Sandra London of Living Grind, a.k.a. Jana Jakovic, sometimes known as Bobby Trop Tables, on Sunday, January 25th, 2015, and finalized on Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. And so, yes, that is available for your visual delight in written form on livinggrind.com. And oh, I have a caller, so let's get to this, shall we? Playtime with Sandra.
Hey.
Radio, you're on the air. This is Sandra London speaking.
Hey.
Who's calling?
Hey, this is Kyle.
Hello.
Young, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
awesome. Thank you for joining me this evening. For everybody tuning in, this is Kyle Young. I interviewed him back in September of 2012, so it's been a while. So we have a bit of catching up to do. But most recently, You've had the launch of your film with your father. He wrote, was it that he wrote the novel, Diamond Rough, and then it became a screenplay and film? Am I correct?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly. You got it right. You did your research. Yeah, my dad showed
Woo!
Up. Yeah, you got it. So, can you hear me?
Yes, continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So, my dad, Joe Young, wrote a book called Diamond Rough. And a couple years ago, like more like 6 years ago, we decided that we're going to turn that book, like actually publish it ourselves, and turn it into a movie. And that's what we did. And we're just releasing it now. We did some theatrical releases. We did it in Connecticut, in New York, New Jersey, and Atlanta. And it's coming to DVD February 10th, actually. So it's going to be dope. It's exciting.
Oh, is that going to be available on Amazon or any of these outlets?
Amazon.
Or on DVD?
Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, FYP, the usuals.
No. I'm going to get it then. I can do like a pre-order?
You absolutely
like right
can
now?
Do a pre-order right now. Go on Walmart right
Ooh.
Now. You can Right.
How is it working with Fredro Starr, Mr. Onyx Man?
Just working with working with any name talent is always like, it's always a gift, you know what I'm saying? You always got to appreciate it because they don't have to be there. So that's all I'm going to say about working with Fredro. The life is good, it's just an honor.
How many,
I feel honored. The people I look up
how
to.
How many days? How many days did it take to film the entire movie?
Principal production that was like 30 days, and then we did maybe like another 6 to 8 days of pickups. You know what I'm saying?
And
maybe
it was on location. It was on location in like what? Connecticut or New York or somewhere?
So the movie and the book are based in Hartford, and we shot like 90% of the movie in Hartford. We got a whole bunch of stuff. We got a whole bunch of locations donated for free. We got free cop cars, free cop uniforms. It was really good. We got really good support. My dad's been doing his thing in the city for years. So, just the relationships that are built up and people just want to help. And it's, it's small Hartford, Connecticut. So doing a movie there is people just get really excited. So we are really fortunate to be so blessed to have all those people just supporting, you know what I'm saying? We still dropped a couple dollars into it, of course, investors and stuff, but, I think we probably got more in favors than we could have raised money, just certain stuff just worked out. Great.
Nice.
Great.
Well, how does your father feel as far as, like, going from writing the novel and publishing it, and then from that to realizing the film? Does he think that it translated well, in a sense? Like, what he envisioned in writing the book, does he think it like, film captures that essence? Is he pleased with the final product, I guess?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, the book is written just really well, and a lot of people say that it's kind of written like a movie. So I'd say it's pretty spot on. Like, a lot of the dialogue is straight from the book, like literally straight from the book when we were adapting it. I think it was, I think it captured the essence and maybe exceeded some of the expectations too.
Huh. And does he have any other novels and stuff that he's worked on in the past that he wants to do the same with as far as translating those into film or was that first feature work?
You'd have to really ask him that because I don't know what he has, but I do know that Diamond Rough is only about half of the book Diamond Rough. So there's another movie coming that'll be cool to cap off the second half of the book. And actually, he does have another novel, Diamond Rough 2, the book 2, which would be the third movie. So, it's all in development. And he has other books and stuff. A lot of books for, like, youth. He did a graphic novel, Scruples, and that's all. We're always looking to turn that into a movie, an animated feature. He actually did an animated Christmas special called It's Christmas, Dr. Joe, in the, it's like 2004 or so. And that played on TV some places and stuff. Yeah, Scruples. It's Christmas, Dr. Joe. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's something new, but it's nothing new, you know?
Well, maybe he should take those to, like, Sundance or something. That would be kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I could see it there.
Right.
I've been to a few film festivals. I haven't made it yet to Sundance, but I've been to a few in the Toronto International Film Festival. And one in Paris, but I don't know, I enjoy them, and I think I would enjoy watching stuff like that somewhere. So,
yeah,
do you have any plans for that?
Do
you try to enter in different festivals, or is it just, like, direct to, like, theaters, movie theaters?
Right, exactly. Like, usually you go to the festivals so that you can get distribution, but we have distribution, so... I mean, you can still do that route as a way of promo. I mean, we were, you know, at the American Black Film Festival and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, we've been in the mix. It's just that, you know, when you get distribution, you kind of just, like, go with that, you know, because it's kind of what the people at the festivals are hoping for. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of like that. But, so we didn't go to the festival.
And what was it like
route.
For
There's
you? And what was it like for you? I'm asking all these questions about your father, but yeah, as far as you, it's like your film studies, and, like, you know, you went to school for that out here. For those of you who are just tuning in, if you listened to our first interview, we sort of went over his training and education in film, where he attended school out here in California. But yeah, like, what was it like for you being involved in production and directing and this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy because, you know, I'm a music artist, I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's crazy. And I didn't just happen to go to film school. I definitely had an interest in film and video and stuff. I was doing it before I was doing music. So it's really just weird just because, like, for me, what is it like? It's like just by the natural course of, like, what you like to do, that's what your life will be about, you know? And
right.
So it just proves to just, like, do what you love, even if you're just doing it as a hobby or for fun. Just do it and get good at it and love it. And then, like, doors open because you have certain knowledge sometimes. So for me, it was great to work with my dad. You know, I've always kind of worked with my dad. This is probably, like, the most, you know what I mean? Because I've just always been growing. You know, I'm still fairly young. So I've always been growing up, so I could only do so much as a kid. But, you know, this is, like, my first time fully going in with him. You know, I got a producer credit on the movie, and, you know, it's just amazing, you know. But, again, it's nothing new. Like, my dad's been in magazines.
Well, has it?
We've been on TV, like, since I was 6 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Oh, nice.
But,
okay, so you grew up with, yeah, okay. All right.
But it's a,
you
but
grew
it's,
up in,
a, yeah,
in
been,
a sort of artistic, yeah.
You know, so I kind of grew up in it, but it was always the come up. You know, it was always the grind, like you say, the to live and grind in L.A., you know. It was always that grind. We were never rich, you know what I'm saying? We were never famous or anything like that. It was just my dad's hustle. And, you know, that was just building me. So it's just another day, you know, but it does feel good. And I'm very, like, thankful for all the people that helped out and were there and supported and you know, promoted and all that stuff, you know. It turned from a movie into a movement, and it's amazing because, you know, we have these premieres out of town, and we have hundreds of people come to see our movie that's about Hartford that no one knows anything. So, you know, it's really about that message, I guess, and it really is. People need to see it. Diamond Rough. Rough is spelled R-U-F-F.
Yes. Yeah, for everyone out there, it's Diamond Rough. DIAMONDRUFF movie, MOVIE.com. You can check out the trailer there. You can see the lovely Fred Rose star. Oh, he's awesome. I love him. On there. and what was I going to say? Oh, did you see anything, like, I guess, while producing this film that kind of gave you an inspiration towards future music videos for yourself, for your music?
Well,
like, any aspect where you're like, oh, I'm gonna try that or this, like, you know, way of doing things or anything new?
Right. I mean, I always have been, like, kind of out there as far as music, so I've tried, like, you know, everything you can think of. But it, I think what opened up my eyes on this project is just as far as putting out music and just product, period, it was just quality, that standard, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's that trained eye and ear that that makes the difference, you know what I'm saying? So I would say that, yeah, that made my tools sharper because it was a standard, and I'm like, you know, we're getting, you know, people look at our movie and they're like, well, that looks like a real movie, and we're like, it is, it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they don't expect it, you know, because they know us or whatever, you know, but
no, I totally get it. Yes. Well, okay, and then what have you been doing with your music then lately? Because you sent me a few new songs earlier today, but as far as, like, concerts and stuff like that, have you been touring on the road with different groups or different, like, music festivals, concert venues?
Well, as far as the music goes, that's the, you know, you asked me, like, how does it feel to, like, be here or whatever, you know. What's crazy is that the more I do the film stuff, the harder it is to do music, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I still have, you know, 10 tracks of a new album ready, but, you know what I'm saying, the time, the craftsmanship, the time, you know what I mean? You can't just rush it, you know what I mean? And that's why, like, people, like, I produce a lot of my beats, but that's why people, you know, go and get other producers just so they can keep up, you know, and still do it. But you know, Diamond Rough has allowed me to perform. You know, it's been like my source, you know, for crowds, you know what I'm saying? Like, for crowds that are there, you know, I have a song with Jay Lewis that it's called Not Necessarily, and it's from, like, the Diamond Rough soundtrack. So that's, you know, stuff like that. It's like, I got a soundtrack song, but, you know, I'm not as performing as much. But it's just phases, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good.
Well,
you know?
Okay,
you
well,
know,
how much have you contributed to the soundtrack, and, like, who are the different artists who also joined in on the soundtrack for Diamond Rough?
Right. I produced the soundtrack, and it's a lot of independent artists. I'll say that. Because we're independent, you know what I'm saying? And we like giving people shots, you know what I'm saying? It's all family. You know, not that it's all my family that's on the soundtrack, but there's no official soundtrack out right now as a record. But as far as what's in the film, yeah, there's a couple songs, and there's not a lot of songs with vocals, to be honest. It's a lot of production, but Silver Sargent actually did the production, and he was a co-producer of, like, what's it called? New Kids on the Block and New Edition, you know what I'm saying? So that's our guy that did, like, our score and stuff like that. So that's our name.
I haven't heard New Edition in a while. I like them.
It's just fun. But as far as music, you know, I'm just writing music, working on an album. So nothing's really changed. It's just that, you know, I feel like that because instead of 30 songs, I have 10, you know what I mean? But, you know, I still have the 10, you know what I mean? It's all, but I'm more critical though, you know? So I'm also not making that 30 because I'm going straight for something, you know, or it's like that. But music is great. I love music. I'm looking forward to just to touring, this summer and April, actually. Still deciding whether to come to LA or Atlanta in April. I'm not sure.
April, I would say LA.
Right.
The weather's going to definitely be really good. I know when I've been to Georgia, been maybe twice, I think, two or three times. What do you call it? Like, it's so humid there sometimes that I don't know. Maybe you should wait a little while, or maybe it's probably, I don't know, perhaps it might be the best time before it gets too humid, because I just know just animals are just flying, like, directly in my face, in my mouth, like, just, like, scary while driving and stuff, like, oh my goodness. I'm a bit afraid of the South with all their flying, like, Beelzebugs everywhere.
It was raining every day that I went, so I was like, I didn't even, get the pool. No, that's also why I want to go back, you know, just so I can experience it for real.
Well, if you plan on spending a great deal of time there, then I suppose you ought to fully immerse yourself in its pleasures and pains. But yeah, I would say California. Otherwise, if you just want where it will be sunny and less like crazy animals flying in the sky.
Maybe I will do the Atlanta in spring and then come to LA for the summer. You know, I've never been out in LA for like during like summer before. You know, isn't that interesting? I would always come back.
I think you will enjoy it. I think you will enjoy it. But I don't know, like you travel quite a bit, and so like New York is one of your homes, right? And we were speaking about this earlier for everybody tuning in, where we're like, well, which is like the best city or area or region, what have you? And my choice was New York in general. You know, but for weather wise, yes, California, but for New York in general. So I'm not sure if you've like settled on a final answer for yourself as far as awesomeness for for cities or where you prefer to be, but I'm gonna say New York.
Really? You should move to New York then. You should move there. It's really, I mean, as far as price, it's comparable. You know, different things are expensive in LA versus New York, but it kind of evens out.
Different things.
It's not the size, you know.
I do believe it would even out in a certain sense. Like I attended NYU, but my entire program was in France. So like my entire graduate degree was in France. So I never actually visited like New York until I graduated with my master's degree, and then went later on in the year to like actually see like the actual university kind of thing. But I did love New York a great deal. Even though at first I felt like an ant, like a little ant with all these huge, huge buildings everywhere and just people like hustling and bustling about, where I'm like, oh, hold on, what is going on? but I don't know, it just seems very this is it. This is the place where everything happens, like the most major city, like pretty much in the world, there, Tokyo, Paris, London, I don't know. Perhaps someday. What?
New York is really great, actually. Like, I have said time that I love New York more. I just love the weather. I guess, you know what, I don't love New York right now. During the summer, it's the best place in the world, and then L.A. is just so great during the winter, you know. And I think that's what it is. It's a matter of perspective that I'm freezing right now, and I want to be warm.
It's probably colder in general than I'm used to. I think when I went there, it was 2006 or for the first time. I think it was 2006, maybe 2007. And it was towards November, December, and I remember it was fairly cold. If it was super cold, I blocked it out. But for, I don't know, to have to be in it day in and day out, I'm not sure how I'd get on with that. I'm sure I'd get used to it. But with Paris, when I lived there, it would get cold and stay cold, but I don't think it ever got as cold as New York tends to get. So I'd have to think about it. I got to see. I got to see what's going on.
Well, actually, New York's not even that bad.
Probably the buildings block a lot of it. I always think that the buildings block out a lot of the cold.
My parents live in Massachusetts, and that's cold. It's literally 10 degrees colder than New York. Like I have it on my iPhone. I just like flip across. I'm like, are you serious?
I've been there during the cold. That was not very fun. It was always nice to just go directly indoors somewhere. Like I remember that was probably the only bad part about Boston area, and Cambridge was the It was darn cold. It was bone chilling. yes. What else? We were going over, what was it? Well, I suppose since this weekend we're going to be having the Super Bowl, we're going over teams, and I still don't really have a team between the two. Perhaps, yeah, I might as well.
Patriots are too typical. I don't know. That's why I don't like them. They're just too typical.
Typical? What do you mean?
And I grew up in Mass. I grew up in Mass, and everyone loves the Patriots here, so it just makes me hate them that much more. You know, I didn't hop on the bandwagon, if you will. I just find it so obnoxious that I hate the Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins, and
Well, we got Bruins over here at UCLA. There's UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, but
that's true. Yes. All right. Well, I want to play another one of your songs that is new that I have not played here before. So if you can stay with me, I'm going to play Backburner
that you
submitted to me earlier. And then I'll be right back with you. But let me know if you have to go or anything. But I'm gonna play your song real fast. Backburner.
All right.
So everybody tuning in, here we go.
Yo, I'm eating rappers like it's dinner for a slave. No stealing chicken, so I've never been afraid. Now this that undeniable thunder fire flow, punching while my eyes are closed, plucking down the highest oaks. Jungle into flying close, tumbled in a hydrophone. Luckily she liked the bone, fucking in a private zone. Blooded up her pirate cone, she sucking as she drive me home. Her bucket got a tire blown, hunting for a firestone. Filthy wishing for riches, killing industry niggas, appealing millions of bitches. Don't deal with envious snitches. Don't got a job, but still get by. Ain't got a dime, but I still get high. Ain't that for time, but I still stay fly. You got a pride, need to chill, homeboy. Innovative, independent, indecisive, intermission, intercourse with interested women who love it in their cores. This beat ain't mine, it's yours. You feel it in your pores. It reaches deep, fries shorter than the heat absorbs. Your head just starts knocking. Dead is just not an option. I'm like a red toxin, and like I'm red oxen. Since I'm the best talking, niggas can get to walking. My many skills will give you thoughts like forget Hobson. Boston, Massachusetts got a problem, child. He smoke, drink, cuss, and fight, and they call him Cal. Mean dude when you play with the dough. Know a spot in California near the Lakers, yo. Plus a shop with all the ganja, yeah, that fuego dro. Drive south, down the border, viva Mexico. Ain't got a mind, but I suck milk dry. Ain't got a car, but I still got drive. Ain't that bizarre, but I still stay fly. You got a problem, need a chill, homeboy.
You got my 40, homie.
Man.
You there, punk.
Oh, ooh. You got knocked the fuck out.
Smoking blunts of shitty marijuana. Had to do what gotta tote while barely getting dollars. Life is hard, staying up, making family honor. I can barely stand the rain, I'm playing till my Grammy hour. Family dollar chips, cold cup, and faucet water. I know a sax player status, fuck, he lost his father. My temper shorter than mini me underwater. I kill my enemies by conceiving the daughters. I beat you senseless with pillowcases of hornets. They flipping bitches so niggas can pay the mortgage. Tipping vending machines, stealing the quarters. I'd love to write fuck you on my forehead. My hip hop, so I'm staying alive. Ain't got a rock, but I still take mine. Ain't that bizarre, but I still stay fly. You got a problem, need to chill, homeboy. Couldn't take the heat, so I killed KY. Now I'm back on my feet and I'm built K rhymes. Seen the light 8 times, beats drive makes 9. If you wanna beat the best, you must defeat they grind. Pirate.
That was Backburner by Kyle Young, and that is exactly who I'm speaking with right now. Are you still there, Kyle?
I am here. I'm here.
Woohoo! Yes.
Okay.
So tell me. Well, yeah. Hello. You're welcome. So tell me, I guess, your influences as far as what, I guess, who or what inspires you? Because I know with some of your songs, like some of the older ones, Homework and things like that, it's more of like a sexy, almost R&B style in a way of a song. And then you have the more East Coast, like lyric-driven, hard-hitting songs such as Back Burner. So tell me, like, what inspires you?
What inspires me for a song like Back Burner is just, like, pent-up energy and anger. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty chill, like, almost all the time, like, 98% of the time I'm, like, quiet and just, like, chill and observing, but, like, there's that 1% where I just lose it. I'm, like, the worst person in the world. It's really bad. I'm a Gemini, so I don't know if anyone follows.
Twin. You're a twin.
Right, exactly. I have two sides. I'm the worst, so it's like that. It's kind of like that, you know, sometimes rap for me is an alter ego.
Right.
You know, not that it's fake. It's all real. It's all me. But, you know, I like to tell stories. I like to play with words. I like to, you know, just have fun. I mean, not fun, but, you know, just express myself, you know, play a character sometimes.
Well,
you know, I act.
Well,
too,
I think,
so, you know,
I don't know. I think one of the best examples of that for me with your work is Met the Devil. that song that I think that shows me your alter ego. I think that's one of my favorites of yours.
Shout out! Oh, and what's crazy? Shout out to my brother Maurice Styles. My brother Styles. He actually made Met the Devil and Back Burner. You know, so that's pretty crazy that you like his beats. I love his beats. You know what I'm saying? He's elusive though. You know, they're like once in a while just like throw me three beats and I'm like, oh my god. You know, it's like a rare like a rare Pokemon. I don't even like to watch Pokemon, but you know, I know it's a rare or whatever. But he's elusive. So you know, you get him when you get him, and there's always a banger in there. And shout out.
There you
style.
Go. Well, I didn't even know you had a brother. How old is your brother? Or wait, maybe that's rude. I'm all, how old is he?
Right.
Okay, how many brothers and sisters do you have? There we go, that's a better question.
I have like, I guess I have like three brothers, four brothers, and one sister.
Okay.
I have like half brothers.
Okay,
big
family.
Yeah, they're all half.
No,
so they,
big
you know,
family.
They're all half. Well, as far as,
it's still a big family. That's awesome.
right. Yeah. And we all are into music, actually. The older ones of us, at least, are all in our own music, which is pretty crazy. Just by, not even by trying, you know. Some of my brothers and sisters don't even know each other. And it's pretty cool. You know, but somehow we're all in music. But yeah, what's up? What's been new with you? You know, you said you were. This has been a pretty tame interview.
Well, okay. For everyone tuning in, I've checked out like quite a few of his music videos that are on YouTube, and I remember seeing like a lovely, beautiful woman in one of his videos, and this was like a while back, and I think I was speaking with Jess of Naked Girls Radio, and I think. I don't know if it was from her or if I just divined or guessed or who knows. It's like, I wonder if that's his girlfriend. And I think she said that you were dating someone at the time. And then I remember asking you earlier today, this afternoon on Facebook, I was like, are you dating one of the girls from your video? And I still haven't been able to pin down exactly who, and haven't had time to go back and like review all the YouTube videos of yours that I have viewed over the past year and a half, but perhaps that is why I'm a bit timid of being all, like, sexified with you, because I don't know. I don't want to upset her. I don't even know if I'm thinking of the right one, but yes, I think that's why. That's why I'm being a nice girl.
Wow.
So you can feel free to tell me something, like, you know, of your own volition that is sexy or whatever, and I will chime in with you. But I'm not gonna initiate. I'm a nice person.
I think that you might be safe with that. Definitely.
There we go. Yes.
I definitely did my Googles before we talked again. I did some research.
Okay.
Just to catch up.
Well, there you are. Uh-huh. I don't know. a lot of the lovely things you would see from me would be with the major film companies. But I think the last film I did with a major company was in, I'm going to say, late 2011 or 2012. Like, the majority of everything else I've done has been, like, self-produced and self-directed with people I know in my personal life, as opposed to a fellow model kind of thing. But I don't know. Did you have any favorites in general of anything that you...
I mean, there's a couple I saw. You're pretty famous. That's the Glory Hole one?
What?
Famous?
I don't know. There is no way for me to gauge that, unfortunately. What was funny, though, for me, I guess, was I was, like, looking back through, what was it, my Google Plus profile, and then I saw it said, like, I don't know if it said 1 million or some. 1 million plus, anyways, like, views. I'm like, what does that even mean? I'm like, I don't get it. Does that mean, like, the pictures that I have, like, in general, just from my site? Because I think it's just largely just my website. Or was it just checking out my profile, like, in general? And so I'm confused. I got to read about it. I have no clue what that means. But I was like, that's kind of a big number. I don't really understand it, but okay.
It means that you're known and you have power and you can use that power. But, you know, I think probably always have power anyway. Nothing new. Did I see a glory hole? Did I see a glory hole?
Oh, glory hole initiations. Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
You like
that one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
I like the lighting.
Well, okay. Well, props to the, like, producers and directors of that. I forget their exact name, but it has something to do with, like, Big Dog or something Dog Entertainment. Something of this nature is the name of those producers. I don't know. It's something with dog in it.
Oh, I
think.
I've never experienced Glory Hole. Maybe feel like I was there.
Yeah, it was new for me too. Yes. Let's see what else. Well, there's some, like, semi mainstreamish type stuff I guess I've done, like, what, Southland. I guess they're not even, like, filming or, like, on TV anymore, but Southland. Fixing a Hole was the episode. and Battle of the Bods, which was kind of a lot of fun in a weird way, which was cool because we all won, like, $1,200, which was awesome, each girl on the show. And, like, a lot of Playboy Radio morning show episodes. So.
Wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
Pop like that. That's pretty awesome.
Let's
open up doors.
Well, perhaps. Yes. And then I guess one really random thing, although it seems weird to talk about myself, sorry, but one really random thing was when I was when I was younger, much younger, what is it called? Oh, my God. Arsenio Hall, when he had his show originally, like, way, 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 way back, like, I won second place in the speech contest. I was supposed to go on his show with, I think, the first place girl. And we were supposed to go and, like, say hi or something. But then his show was canceled.
Oh.
So I never had to go on way back then. And then he had a show just now. But, you know, that one's no longer.
You should try again. Maybe it's meant to be.
Well, they're gone now. I don't think he's doing his show now. Maybe if he picked up again.
Wow. Yeah. If it gets again, you know that you got, you know, that's a sign. You don't get to show three times.
Well, it was just the first as like a young person. I was very young. Nothing to do with any sort of adult anything. Back then, I was supposed to go on. But... yeah, I don't know. We'll see. If he gets something, if he gets picked up again, I might, like, send an email or something. But it would be a totally different interview.
Yeah.
<No. laughs> If so. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, cool.
What else?
So,
anyway,
so you're not doing you're still kind of doing the adult thing, but not that much. Or is it just your own? You're doing it your own way, you're taking it into your own hands.
Well, kind of. I mean, I don't know. I'm, like, still open, I guess, to different things, perhaps, I guess. But being able to know a bit more beforehand of, you know, what sort of theme and artistic bent, hopefully the more, like, I don't know, stylized the better in a way, hopefully. But yeah, aside from that, just doing my own thing with the website, with livinggrind.com, and like, you know, I gotta do some more clips and just random clips and, you know, sexy photos, and I'll probably go back into more phone sex stuff. That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of hilarious adventures with phone sex. That was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I always picture you with a British accent because your name is Sandra London. I don't know why, but I always am anticipating a British accent, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. No,
it's just normal. It's just normal, quote unquote, voice. Yeah. No, I mean, I try different accents every now and again, but this is my normal speaking voice, I believe. But I can do the British. I can try it. I don't know how good I am. You'd have to ask a British person if I pass muster when I attempt to do so. But I don't know.
Yeah, they would. So yeah, we should. When I come to LA, we should shoot a music video, and you should be the star of the music video.
What? Heck yeah! I would love that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think it'd be crazy. I don't know what the exact idea is, but if you have any ideas, how crazy will you get?
Oh, geez. Well, are you trying to put this on television, or you don't care where this music video goes?
maybe it'll go on a porn site. World Star Hip Hop.
Oh my goodness. World Star? You said World Star? Like World Star Hip Hop? I could be down for that, potentially, yeah. We'd have to discuss the details, but
right.
You know, in general, I'm game. That would be awesome.
What if it goes nowhere? What if we just shoot a video?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we will need to discuss this. Jeez, I hear that.
Oh, no.
That sinister laughter. What do you have in mind for me? This is wild.
Oh, no.
We'll have to.
Sandra London's getting shy. You getting shy?
Shy wouldn't be the word. I don't know the right word, though. I don't know. Yes. Tell me how your holidays and your New Year has been so far. All your Christmas,
they've been good.
Winter holidays to now.
Oh, we've good? Had a lot of snow. we've had a lot of snow days, so I've been able to not chill, but just kind of like kick back and figure shit out a lot more, you know, just by staying inside and stuff. So that's been nice, you know. So I've had a lot of days off. I was in Atlanta, so that was part of my holiday. Christmas and New Year's are, you know, those are always good and all that stuff. So yeah, this is a good January, very good January. Must say.
Well, I wonder for you all out there on the East Coast, like, if telecommuting is a lot more common there, since you tend to have more snow days, are there like facilities like built into different jobs or careers out there where it's like, yeah, in December, January, maybe February, there may be times where it'll be like a week where nobody should really expect to come in, just work from home or just like phone it in. Do you all get that or no? There's like, come heck or high water, you just find a way, make it here. Like, how does that work out there?
You mean like those jobs?
Like in general, like if you know, like for how the weather can be in the winter, do they make provisions for that? Or are they just like, come
yeah,
in,
I mean,
just you could do it.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, it's really by town. It's really interesting. Like, I remember growing up in Springfield, Mass, and like my dad worked at Hartford, so I would kind of follow both. And like, Hartford schools would always get canceled. And our school would never get canceled, and we were, like, 25 minutes away, you know, but it was close enough, and it was, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that. It just depends on where you live. So everyone just goes to work, and some schools canceled when they want to cancel it and stuff. But it is nice, though, especially when you're in school or if you're a teacher. It's really cool to have a snow day, because you just look forward to it. It's great. You don't want to go outside and stuff. And that I guess that is one good thing about the snow days. Got to stick it out.
Yeah, well, it builds character, it builds grit and character, I'm sure, because I can't really see, you know, a whole lot of days here being like, oh, just wait till you can actually walk outside of your house. Like, there'd have to be like a huge earthquake or something for any sort of like interruption and being expected to show up at work or at school or what have you. So
right, of course, yeah, if you can. I mean, that I've yet to experience a huge earthquake. I felt a couple earthquakes in LA, but not a big one though. Not that I want to feel a big one, I guess. But you know, I guess you still kind of secretly.
Were you disappointed? You're like all disappointed. You're all, darn it, I thought this was supposed to be interesting. And there's like a slight movement, like a 3 point something, some blip on the radar. You're like disappointed.
Right. Yeah.
No.
It's because you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is at first. So you're just like, all right, wait, what was that? Oh, that was an earthquake? Oh, that was it? All right.
Oh, what that?
Whatever.
No. For me, I just don't like whenever something like that happens in the middle of the night, because even if it's a small one, then you're like, well, I don't know if that's like a precursor to more or not. So I just don't like it when it's super late. Otherwise, who knows? I don't know.
No, I feel you on that. Ironically, the biggest earthquake I ever felt was at my parents' house in Springfield, Mass. You know, and
really?
I lived in LA for like 5 years, and somehow there was this earthquake when I was in high school. I was just like, what the fuck was that? We had an earthquake here. We had a tornado here. It just doesn't even make sense.
That's wild.
That's what we deal with. What we deal with, you know, it's all real. Like,
huh. Well, okay. Well, let's see. Well, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Or do you not even think like that?
I try not to think like that, but I realize I should more. So, 10 years from now, I see myself doing the same thing, but just bigger, and maybe having more money and just touring and just touring, you know what I mean? Like constantly touring, creating and creating while touring. And that being my lifestyle, music or film, or just kind of traveling around and collaborating and, you know, and inspiring people and stuff like that. Yeah, just or exactly where I am, but just on a bigger level, you know, maybe, you know, five more movies under my belt that are out there that I produced, and you know, a couple more albums, and maybe hopefully a Grammy or a shit like that.
Oh.
You know, the steps that you see everyone take. You know, but just you know, bar at my own path, and just me being happy. That's where I see myself in 10 years, just happy and content, and starting finally getting comfortable with where I'm at. You know.
There you go. There you go.
What about you?
Let's see. 10 years from now. Jeez.
Can I ask a question?
I know, right? This is weird. Okay, I will answer to the best of my ability. Let's see. I would think. Let's see. By then I will either know if I want to have kids or not, and if I do, hopefully they will be twins. I like have this fascination with twins, so hopefully they will be twins. Hopefully by then I will have some form of like an enterprise, some sort of like established thing that just like works with me, whether I'm personally I guess I would always oversee it, but like, you know, like money is made while I sleep, basically, regardless, in a way, I guess. So some sort of awesome mechanism of, I don't know, erotica, images, perhaps a novel or something or more. This kind of thing, yes.
Those are all attainable.
And if I don't have like twins or something, then just I guess hopefully my puppy is still here. He's three, so I guess it's just my nickname to call him a puppy, but like he's still here, and maybe one or two more dogs, but like a big old property. So I have like a big old like a state where I can have like a little goat, a little mini pig, some doggies running around, maybe a llama. I don't know. Yes.
Michael Jackson lifestyle. I feel you though. I definitely want to see that too. Yeah.
Well, I don't want like too exotic of animals because no, like I don't want any like tigers or I think the most exotic thing would probably be like a savanna. I love savannas; they're so pretty. Maybe something like that, but no monkeys. I would like to visit monkeys and play with them, but I think they would get on my last nerve trying to eat up all my food, jumping in the fridge. They have like their fingers move too much. They would eat me out of house and home. So nothing too wild, but like, you know, I don't know. Like I want like property, like a big old estate where yeah, like a llama would just be normal there. Yes.
Got it. If you see it, you can grab it there. It's yours for the taking. Gotta find the edge,
totally.
Right?
I think so. So there we are. wait, I think you sent me something else. Let me make sure. I actually had to go and like manually, like song by song, upload everything, like one by one today, like everything. So like I'm still working on all these, but I was able to upload some of your stuff. this. Definitely the two songs I played before. Oh, did I play this one yet? No Fears. I don't believe I played that one yet on the show tonight. If I can play that, are you still good? You're cool? You're all
good? Yeah, I mean, I think I might go in a little bit, but yeah. How
okay.
about, how about.
You
want
to give a shout out right now? You want to give a shout out right now then? Like, let everyone know where they can find out more about you, where they can watch your YouTube videos, your music videos, and check out your songs.
Right, yeah. So, again, my name is Kyle Young. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at the Kyle Young, just how you think you would spell that, T-H-E-K-Y-L-E-Y-O-U-N-G. And if you go to thekyleyoung.com, you can hear my music, you can buy my music, and you can find me on YouTube.com under Kyle Young. It'd be YouTube.com/K-A-Y-W-H-Y, that's K-Y. And, yeah, that's me. I'm the little cartoon character guy. It's like a little black Mario. That's me.
Voila, there you go. So everybody out there, follow him on Twitter, at TheKyleYoung, and look at his website, TheKyleYoung.com, and on YouTube. And you can also check out Diamond Rough movie at Diamond, DiamondRuff. movie.com, and yeah, and say what's up to him and check out his music.
You're about to hear No Fears off of my compilation or album or mixtape Gem of the Pirate, and it's on my website, thekyleyoung.com.
Voila. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. This is good talking.
Gemini, Pirate, Kyle Young. Yeah, you want my rugged motherfuckers with no fears. Spending whole years trying to go there. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. You want my stoners and loners from here to California, to home to the corners, Corolla to Rover. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Lit it up to get a rush, nigga. Fuck your opinion. A Trump, you a minion. Despicable, pitiful. Wishing to get rid of you. A lion when I'm rhyming. You couldn't get this interview. Never have it tinted blue. Red up on the topic. Pressure built up in a booth. Head is like a rocket. Bet that I get it popping. Rest of those niggas watching. It's regular, I'm dead in you. The best is how it's often. Resting for the coffin. I'm healthy, next wealthy. Came in all black, nigga. Bombing as I'm stealthy. Gotcha got me melting. Powerful as hell tree. There ain't a goddamn thing you could tell me. All my rugged motherfuckers with no fear. Spending whole years trying to go there. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. All my stoners and loners from here to California, to home to the corners, Corolla to Rover. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yo, I'm a pirate. What the hell that mean? It means I don't give a fucking hell that tree. Coca-Cola, ice, rum, spice. Got me feeling dumb nice. Fun nice. Boom to the bap on a blunt ride. Jewels in the cap, van jeans fit me just right. Dudes acting whack, get beaten till the blood's right. They're up on the concrete. Niggas never saw me. Goons for the dirty. Didn't need to call them. Loyalty stronger than the bond of any family. Advantage as a youth. Jealous man can't hardly stand me. Damn free. Slavery will never take a day from me. Pray for me in danger cause I'm great and stay crazy. Stay on my rugged motherfuckers with no fear, spending whole years trying to go there. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. To all my stoners and loners from here to California, to home to the corners, Corolla to Rover. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Shout out to all my niggas that be holding it down. Fuck you. To all the niggas that don't want me around. Bow down. To all the simple sick, they holding the crown. Love you. To all the villains, y'all promoting the sound. Shout out to all my niggas that be holding it down. Fuck you. To all the niggas that don't want me around. Bow down. To all the simple sick, they holding the crown. Love you. To all the villains, y'all promoting the sound.
sound.
To all my rugged motherfuckers with no fear, spending whole years trying to go there. Say, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Say, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
To all my stoners and loners from here to California, to home to the corners, Corolla to Rover. Say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
say oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Gemini, pirate, two sides, don't fuck with it. Ha, Kyle Young motherfuckers, it's my year, it's my year. Ha.
Called Skin and Bones, and here you are.
phones for you measly bucks. I'm a pirate, nigga. Bitch, give me the loot. I'ma make you lick the brown off the skin of my flute. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got a hook for a hand. I lost my eye in a fight, now I'm looking at sand. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got the cannon on deck. It's like yo ho ho with the plan in effect. With a shot of grimace, it is built into the plot. We some rotten killers, spilling pilgrims into rivers, tomahawks and quivers, burning trees and frigid winter, shiver hot meat timbers. What a sea we paint today, nigga, die or fill us.
Hey yo, it's a pirate's day, yo. It's a pirate's day, yo. Hey yo, it's a pirate's day, yo. It's a pirate's day, yo.
I'm a pirate, nigga. Wild with niggas, try to fight the vicious violence bitter. Your eyes couldn't spy the killer, blind to vigor. Your rhymes are a pile of litter, Kyle delivers. But I ain't talking about the genre though. Got the treasure map as an app on the portable. Your Taurus order horrible, morals to the portholes. Black flags casted, ragtag bastards.
Better. one focused dream. Boy, that's all that matters. A long road, where's the highway? Highway, keep going. Yes, my way. No, but they're getting to tell us more money. You don't tell me if you can't afford it, then I'm co-signing. Yeah, truth is there, but the truth ain't never scared. Never I did it for my city. I think that's why I'm here.
I do this for my city, is you with me? The music is the movement, and we're moving kind of swiftly. Put the liquor in my liver, now I'm feeling kind of tipsy.
And this is for your DJ. Turn it up, my number can hit me. I be feeling like, oh, I'm so relaxed.
Twice. You hear that sound, relax on, yep, I bring it twice. This is just on my city, city, I do it, don't mimic. I'm talking every city, town, as long as you with it, I'm in it, I get it finished. This is just the beginning, yellow polo, yellow puma, again, I'm just a lemon. Sour as any feeling, I'm feeling like I'm gonna be winning. I do this for my city, and whoever is in it.
I do this for my city, is you with me? Music is the movement, and we're moving kind of swiftly. Put the liquor in my liver, now I'm feeling kind of tipsy.
And this is for your DJ, turn it up, but some can hear me. I be feeling like, boy, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, boy, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl, I'm so on. Off the hooks like your telephone.
City, is you with me? The music is the movement, and we're moving kind of swiftly. Put the liquor in my liver, now I'm feeling kind of tipsy. Kind of tipsy.
Just heard Skin and Bones by Kyle Young and Really On by B-Boy Baby. Up next is Motivated by T-Pain, and I'll be right back with you. My call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Better watch the way you talk to my client, homie, start walking.
Wait a minute, will a nigga really get it if I go off? I gotta prove it to him. I think I'm Big Meat, Larry Hoover. I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes.
My chest and the mix of my pit with the rest. People when they're running, let's talk shit, cause the kids at his best. If they really wanna trip, I'ma stay equipped with the clips and the vest. Let me get you motivated while I proceed to get cake. Soon you will see that they pay, gotta keep up full speed in this race. I know they hate it, you can see by the look on their face. Soon they'll be cooked on the plate, like they were cooked by the face. I gotta be getting my money when I get the rip at the mic on the stage. How about the suckers be hating, cause I got the flow to fade away. Give me the room to get in the door, and I promise that I'm gonna fade away. I'm finna they be putting the energy back in the game just like some Gatorade. Gotta be murdering any opponent, get ready, sick of when I step in the booth. He needs to be playing, cause me and T-Pain be giving it to him while spitting the truth. Yes, I'm the man, I don't give a damn by none of you saying I'm hopeless. Leave me alone when I'm on my own, so I can stay focused.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro.
We'll be right back. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Familiar with the reasons I don't get paid no good.